your whip, about to get rocking. Your smile, about to be popping. Lit times for your drive, no maybes. Just yes, so release the stress.
Carrie and Tommy about to go off.
Whatever your reason for listening to Carrie and Tommy, you're guaranteed to have a good time. Whatever your reason for travelling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it. Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Welcome to your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy. How are you guys?
Well,
we're going good. A big shout out to Jess, who is home sick today as well. We have Sammy here anchoring for us today.
Sammy Scissors.
I just went for it.
It felt fun. Is that how do you feel about it?
Yeah, I don't mind it. Let's chop the show up. Wait, that's a bad thing.
Hey, happy birthday to Chris. I was going to say the big, but he doesn't want to know what, he doesn't want the world to know, I'm sure, how old he is. I don't know.
Oh my gosh, that's not what I thought you were going to say. The big,
and then I was like,
oh, he doesn't want the world to know how big he is. And I'm like, of course he does. Everybody, what a birthday.
Happy birthday, babe. Anyway, you big babe.
Oh my God.
Hey, coming up in the show, I have something very exciting for you today. I'm going to tell you something that I think is going to make you so, so happy.
I can't stop thinking about the last thing. And I mean,
Chris has got news for you.
I mean, it gives me joy. I'm glad to have a well endowed friend.
No, honestly, you are going to be very, very excited.
Okay, great. I'll stick around.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon. It's Carrie and Tommy.
So we know that people in a relationship after a while start to sleep in separate beds.
Do we know that?
Yes, people often. Kids get in the way, snoring gets in the way.
Beds in other rooms,
beds on the floor, beds, kids' beds. Anyway,
sleep on the floor.
It becomes just where you can get your best sleep.
Sure.
And it's less about the intimacy.
Sure.
Okay? It's not a new phenomenon.
Love's died.
However,
you
love
should have
is
left
dead,
each other,
guys.
But instead, you're trying the next room. Like somehow that'll fill a hole in your heart that's been getting bigger for years. But I don't know. Maybe not on the couch, might
have. Some people say it really helps their relationship.
Because there's less of it.
Well, you would rather sleep away from your snoring husband than sleep next to him and spend the night hating him. You know what I mean?
Sleep next to my husband.
Your snoring husband, though? I don't think you'd want that.
I've only ever had one. Anyway.
Anyway, so that's not a new phenomenon, okay?
I'll leave my encounters with men to myself.
What has got everyone on TikTok fired up is that a 19-year-old dog walker has confessed.
Why a dog walker?
That's what she is. She's a dog walker.
Okay.
Carson Soto. She's a dog walker. She's come out and said
that
her and her boyfriend sleep in separate rooms.
He do? She's a dog walker. What's he do?
His name is Ben Schmidt. She just says long-term boyfriend,
Plumber.
Ben Schmidt. Schmidt. Anyway, she said it's been amazing for their relationship. She said it's great if your partner snores, sleepwalks, sleep talks, any of that. She said the situation has definitely let my boyfriend and I handle arguments better because we can be in our own energy. She said sleepovers in each other's rooms, but then we get to go back to our own
sleepovers
space.
In each other's rooms. She's never sounded so young and so old.
Anyway, I thought, isn't this interesting? Maybe this is the way forward for
they're
the younger.
They're the saddest young people I've ever heard of.
But they're very happy.
Yeah, they reckon.
She said that they like to sleep in separate beds so they can have their own piles of organised chaos. So they don't have each other's chaos driving them
people
crazy.
People who say sentences like their own piles of organised chaos have never had a day of chaos in their life.
Well, producer Bell, you were telling me that you quite like sleeping in separate beds.
I haven't
You're a
done
young
it before,
person.
But I went away with my friend on the weekend and we stayed in a hotel room and they had two double beds and we both said next time we go away with our
partners,
like we should ring the hotel and ask them to do two double beds and then get into the hotel room and be like, oh, what a shame. But really, we're like, this is so good.
So that you can sleep in your own bed
just
and
have,
not
like,
in Ed's bed.
Like, I'm happy to like put it up next to each other and stuff, but just like then you can just
spread
out.
You can tuck into your own sheets.
And you're not feeling them rolling over.
But don't you want to snuggle?
Yeah, like we can do that. Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
Do that first and then snuggle. Okay. Yep, good. it's not for everyone though. Obviously, but for some people it might
That's
be the way forward.
Psycho, Sam, by the way, getting
what?
Into the room and pretending. Oh my gosh, I can't believe the hotel did this because then you know what the follow up thing is.
We call
your
them.
Partner goes, oh, babe, this is unacceptable. Don't worry, I'll fix it. And you go, nah, don't. No, don't. Because then he calls the front desk and the front desk says, yeah, your partner made us insist. We don't even usually have two double beds in rooms. We had to get it from another room. You're paying two rooms rates.
I think this might be happening with young people more than we know. Sam here. Sam, you were telling us you quite like sleeping in the bed on your own, that you don't like sharing a bed with someone.
I'm not saying it's the main reason I haven't been in a long-term relationship, but I guess like the 2-3 month mark and I have so many sleepless nights, it tends to go south after that. But I just really struggle sleeping
you
in the
find
same bed.
That, yeah, someone. Right. Sleeping next to someone means you don't sleep and then it all starts to head south.
Yeah, but that's because you're still in the single, right?
That's tricky.
I mean, I think it's a double.
My God, I remember my bed. We were talking about this last night. My single foam mattress that I grew up on.
Oh, so thin.
It had the slit in the middle because it was just old and worn out. And so you'd get into bed. Like it was just ripped in the middle. But so you just sunk. And then basically you weren't on a mattress. Foam just wrapped around your sides
and you were on the
body.
On the coils. What were
there was
on,
no
on
coils,
the board?
It was foam. I was just through the slats of the bed.
The slats.
Yeah,
oh,
just stuck
cozy.
There being cocooned by foam.
I want to hear from young people on 13, 10, 60, if you sleep in separate beds. Is this your thing? Are we all missing out here? Should we be getting on board the separate bed situation? Okay. Is this the way forward? Yep. 13, 10, 60, call us.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy.
Young people who sleep in separate beds. Mm. It's a thing, apparently. I learnt this on TikTok where dog walker Carson says her and her long-term boyfriend are having separate rooms so they can decorate their own space the way they want. They can have arguments and then go to their own rooms and process.
That's not a man that's made that decision.
You don't think?
No man has ever said the sentence, I just want to decorate my own space. Women's stuff is always so much nicer. Like, there's no guy that has 30 cushions on his bed.
No. I mean, yeah, anyway, that's a whole other conversation. No one should have 30 cushions on their bed.
No, it's too many.
It's too many.
Cushions and candles. Yeah. We need to remove half of all of them
yes.
in the world.
They're usually the same people too.
Absolutely.
The cushion and candle
There's
people.
No one that goes, I love a cushion, but you know what I hate?
But old people often sleep in separate beds for all the reasons why divorces happen.
Yeah,
you know,
they hate
snoring,
each other.
They hate each other, yeah, kids, all of that fun
the way
stuff.
The partner breathes. Yes. Really.
But
them.
Kyle, you're a young person. How old are you, Kyle?
I'm 21.
Okay, you sleeping in a separate bed?
I do, yeah. Me and Taco, we sleep separately.
Taco?
Yeah, that's my partner's name, yes.
Sure. And how long have you been sleeping in separate beds?
We've been together 12 months. We sleep separately for the last 6 months.
Why?
Just Taco's sleeping pattern's so different to mine. He has such late nights. So I'm an early riser, so I'm always going to bed early.
I don't believe a word that Kyle was saying. And I was sure there was anyway. Yeah.
Good on you, Kyle. Courtney. Courtney.
Hello.
Courtney, do you sleep? First of all, how old are you?
I'm 30.
Second of all, have you ever met a man called Taco?
No.
Also, Courtney, is now the time to tell you you're heading out of young person territory.
No, I'm holding on for as long as I can, thank you.
Good on you, Court.
Okay. So, young person Courtney, do you sleep in separate beds?
Yes. I've been married for 7 years and we have we used to sleep like in the same bed when we first got married and then kids came along and then we transitioned into separate beds and then we figured, oh my God, this is so much better than sleeping in the same bed. So now it's just, it's very, very rarely that we sleep in the same bed.
Courtney, are there any downsides?
Downsides?
Yeah, to not sleeping in the same bed.
No, absolutely not. There's absolutely no downside. It is so good. I recommend it.
Do you have time together in one bed before you split?
No, we'll schedule it. We'll schedule some time in. We'll schedule some time in. And, you know, with kids, it's hard, but it happens. But sleeping, and then you just wake up so much happier. And then when you're having arguments the night before,
Courtney, have you thought about divorce?
We always joke about that, but no, seriously, it is so Now that you mentioned it, like after two kids, may as well. No.
Very nervous laugh. Okay, good on you, Courtney.
Good on you, Courtney.
What about, let's go to Alex. Alex, are you there? Can you get to Alex, Sam?
Yes.
Alex, are you sleeping in separate beds?
No. And, yeah, sorry to everyone else that does, but I find that odd for a part. You know, we've been together for over 6 years. And, yeah, I find that that's our time together before bed. We don't have kids, but we do have two fur babies that also sleep
with us. Alex, sorry. But your time before, this is your time in bed. Your time before bed would be
time in bed before we go to sleep. And we both have hectic work schedules. So, yeah, I certainly find that time, you know, especially if you have had an argument, I find it easier to sort those issues out while in bed
Never go to bed on an argument. Is that your philosophy,
that's
100%, Alex?
It is. That's right. And we've been together for over 6 years and that's always worked really well for us.
Apparently if you
that's how the arguments go in their house.
Suddenly I want to be in a separate bed. If you cook when you're angry, you make people sick.
No.
That's what I heard.
That's just not why true. Wycliffe said it. Ryan agrees with Alex. Ryan, you're not into this either, are you?
No, I'm not.
Why?
Okay, well, recently I just got left because of reasons of not sleeping in the same bed. She wouldn't come to bed with me.
Did she know you?
Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my God.
The Time Game Jackpots weekly.
Oh, mate, you make our dreams come true.
All you need to do is say stop.
Stop.
When exactly 5 seconds is up. This week, the jackpot is up to
$8,200, suckers.
Carrie and Tommy's Time Game.
You better get in quick. 131060 is the number. $8,200 in just 5 seconds of your life. We're doing it next.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Time, bo bye, banana, banana, bo bye, be bye, mo mine. Time game, Carrie and Tommy's time game.
It's getting up there, isn't it?
And we've got a bit of a technical glitch today because our furry friend
Jesse's off sick, isn't he? Sorry.
The ferret.
Is that ferret, Jesse? Yeah, you get confused.
The ferret and Jesse are different people.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
Yes, so is the ferret off sick too?
The ferret is away sick.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I don't know where Jesse is because when he called me, he was... but I could hear waves crashing in the background.
Oh.
So...
he's surfing.
Yeah.
So instead we have Sam the Squirrel.
What do you mean?
We've got Sam the Squirrel today.
No, that's just Sam. His facial hair's funny.
Oh.
I haven't shaved in like a week. Thanks, guys.
It's fine.
Is
it
Sam the Squirrel?
No,
or is it...
Sam's a Sam.
And that's then
Sam.
Is there a squirrel?
He's just got funny facial hair. I don't know, mate.
I thought you were talking about a skunk.
Of animal.
You
what
know
are you
I don't
about?
Understand.
Anyway, g'day, Tina.
Hey, how are you going?
Poor Tina. You just want a chance at winning this $8,200 and you just had to listen to that crump. I'm so sorry, Tina.
Oh, that's okay. I'll let you off just this once. As long as I can get the 5 seconds in, I'll be happy.
Okay. Are you ready to go, Tina?
Yes, I'm ready.
Sam will say start, and then you say stop when you think exactly 5 seconds are up. If you get it bang on, $8,200 is yours. Sound good?
Okay. Sounds fabulous.
Start.
Stop.
Woof. Whoa, felt a little
bit long for me.
Felt a little on the long side for mine. Tina, how did it feel for you?
Oh, I reckon it was pretty close.
Okay.
5 points.
That's a good start.
8-0.
Oh.
Sorry, Tina.
Fell out the moon door. G'day, Hayden.
Hey, guys, how are we?
Yeah, living the dream. How are you?
Same.
Good.
How are you with time, Hayden?
Terrible.
Okay, good.
No, but this might be good because I reckon if you don't think about it too much,
Hayden
might be exactly what we need.
Yep.
We've got all these people that ring up and they're like, I am the best with time.
And then they don't get
it. Don't win.
No. Okay, Hayden, we're going to pass you over to Sam now. He's going to say start. You say stop at exactly 5 seconds, passing you over now.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh. I'll tell you what.
That felt very, very, very good.
Hayden, that felt real good for mine, bro.
Me too.
How did it feel in your loins, Hayden?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Again.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Oh my God.
Are you joking?
4.90.
Oh! Hayden!
Hayden, the boys! G'day. Hayden! G'day, Ebony.
Hi.
Good stuff.
How are you, Ebony, today? You
good? Good, how are you? Yeah, good.
Very well, thank you.
Sorry, Ebony, you stunned me with the abruptness of your hi. It was like we walked into a room and you weren't expecting us and you've just gone, hi.
No, I was listening and then you kind of came, so I was...
Sorry, apologies. That's what happens when people listen to me. It's just
Ebony,
really, it's my thing.
Sam,
this attention.
He's going to say start, and then you're going to say stop at exactly 5 seconds. Can you stop talking? You stop. Okay, passing you over to Sam now.
Okay.
Start.
Stop.
Ooh, that felt
very quick.
That felt like one of them.
Yeah.
Premature.
Sam?
Oh, no.
Come on.
It's a normal word.
Mate,
it was a bit short, I think, Ebony.
Because?
Sam, how short was it?
4.62.
Oh, not too short.
Not too bad.
No, sorry, Ebony. Try again next week. Jacob.
Hi there.
Hey, Jacob.
Jacob.
Everyone that we're speaking to feels like we've caught them unannounced.
I know. Like we've rung them.
Yeah.
Jacob, just a quick one. What is your favourite colour?
My favourite colour is blue.
I thought you were going to say that. And Jacob, I did. I had blue at the forefront
What's
of my
your
mind.
Favorite?
You're colour blind.
What's your favourite colour, Tommy?
Brother, I know people don't like this as an answer, but black is my favourite colour. And I hate when people go, oh, it's a shade.
Is that a colour?
It's also just depressing.
Me and Jacob are friends. Jacob, mate, I've got a thing in my head where I reckon you're going to go just slightly over, and so if you could just, whatever you were going to do, just pull back on that a touch, all right?
Got it.
Okay. Mate, good luck. We hope you win the money. Sammy's going to start you off.
Thanks.
Start.
Stop.
Oh. It felt pretty good.
It
don't
did
you feel
good. Yeah.
Jacob,
good.
Did it feel good?
Yeah.
Not real
okay.
good.
Sammy.
Five.
Oh, that's good.
0.55.
Oh!
Jackpot's damn. Next week.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy.
So I've been thinking.
Uh-oh.
No.
Rick, hit the alarms.
And don't get all, like, get on me straight away. Just ride this gentle conversation.
Okay, sounds relaxing.
No, it is relaxing.
Is it?
Actually, it won't be relaxing, but I think I'm prepared to do it.
Okay.
I think if you get a plane that has more than one seat,
oh my gosh,
that I will come flying with you.
Oh my God, why are we sitting here?
I don't want to be the only passenger. I want to die in a group.
Oh, when you mean more than one seat, you mean more than two seats.
Sorry, yes, I don't think of yours as a seat, but yes, more than two seats.
What am I doing? Just standing in the plane?
Just legs hanging.
Just pedaling.
Yeah. If you could get a plane, and I don't jump on this and tomorrow book the plane, I need to be at one with this, I need to think about it, but I think if there was like five of us or six of us in a plane,
yes.
that I would feel more comfortable.
Yes.
And I would think about it.
Sonda. You're the boss of this show. Why is this making you stress?
Because I'm actually firstly worried about Carrie's mental health. Because
yes,
she,
I
am too.
Yeah, she
sorry,
is
I'm
now
a bit,
fine
I was
with
a bit
dying.
Concerned.
Just so you know, that's what she's saying.
Yeah,
that's...
No, I just think facing my fear in the chairlift. I know it's not the same thing.
Are you
but I
joking?
Started realizing
how is that even remotely similar?
Because a lot of this is to do with my fears, right? It's not rational. And if he's prepared to go up flying, I know he has a death wish.
I don't have a death wish.
You don't?
No.
Okay.
Come on,
I'm not
mate.
Scared of it, but I don't. I love life.
And you wouldn't want to kill me.
Of course
so
not.
So I figure that then you would you wouldn't take me up unless you thought that you were going to keep me alive. This is what I've been
thinking someone
about.
Explain to Carrie the difference between how high a chairlift that is anchored to the ground
it's not the height
and
thing.
Operated
it's
by
no, you're
and a plane
the
is?
Two things. The plane thing isn't a height thing. I go on planes all the time. It's the fear of death. That means I won't go on the plane
Correct.
With Tommy because I don't think he's a good enough pilot.
That's right. That's it. And none of that's changed, mate. So why have you changed your mind?
Because I don't think he'd take a plane of five people up. I don't think he'd be that irresponsible.
I want to get in a witness, please. I would like to call to the stand Web Guy Eli. Mm-hmm. Web Guy Eli, can you please come up to the microphone here? Web Guy Eli is the only one out of all of you who has seen me fly intimately and had cameras in the plane and heard everything. Eli, did I give you confidence in my flying ability?
Totally. Whilst I was editing the footage, because obviously I wasn't in the air with him.
Why, Eli?
Because there were only two seats.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You see? But if it's five seats, will you come too?
Honestly, after that, when I saw the footage, I would have gotten on board even in a two-seater because I had confidence in Tommy. He was able – it wasn't necessarily him just flying the plane. It was him being able to steer. So
that's helpful. Okay, I'm in, guys. You can steer?
But he was well aware of where everything was, how to toggle through it all, how to land it. Full confidence. Like, it was all the confidence in his face. I was so impressed. I honestly cried when I was
Look, Mum, I can steer.
I can fly, but who knows where to?
Because, see, Ollie's been asking me for a while if he could come up with you, and that's okay, Son. I'm not going to send him up.
But why would you risk leaving your kids with no mum?
That's how I felt for years now.
You can't.
And I realise it's a tad offensive to you.
Yes, it's not a tad. Where was the tad? It's just very offensive.
But Tommy, no, it's not Tommy... offensive at first when you just get your licence that a mum of three kids doesn't want to go for.
I would never
you.
Put you in a situation where I thought you weren't safe.
But you what know, about have light you been... plane crashes happen all the time?
Exactly. And also, do you remember when we went in the Porsche with him? Frequent. That was scary as well.
I
and he was showing
was
off like a
scary.
Big dickhead.
I know. I don't actually care. Yeah, please don't.
Honestly,
I just want safety first. Who's coming, guys?
Yeah.
Who's in the plane with us?
Yeah,
we'll go down
Eli.
As a team.
Great.
Eli's in.
Oh, no.
Eli's in. Belle, are you in?
Yeah.
Are you? Bell's in. Bell's in.
I guess I'm looking for a new show for the Hit Network.
Well,
it'll be
good ratings for the final one.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, that's where you're at for your Wednesday afternoon. How are you guys?
How's it feel working with a hero, guys?
Good. Good is the answer.
Because I am soldiering on.
Oh, my gosh.
Despite carrying an injury.
What's happened?
I know. I will tell you what has happened to me and how it happened.
Oh, my gosh.
And how I'm still here.
Okay.
Next.
It's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
So I've had my two fingers actually in a splint for a few days.
Oh my gosh, no you haven't. But no you haven't, mate. I can see your hand. I have been able to do
that. I haven't worn it into work. I've been ashamed of my splint.
You don't own a splint.
You get these little pop sticks and you put them against
your
fingers.
Yeah, but I've seen your hand.
Yeah, you haven't seen it in the morning. And that's when I've been wearing my splint.
Have you?
I had to make a little splint for my little fingers because hurt my thumb.
Look me in the eyes.
No, not my thumb.
Yeah.
I actually hurt.
This is falling apart. Look me in the eyes.
No, these are the fingers I hurt. What is that? Your middle finger and your fourth finger.
Just genuinely your rude ones.
Yeah, right. And so what I had to do was put a little
pop stick, honestly,
and then put some stuff around it.
Did you ever make a splint for this one, for this injury? You didn't. Why did you even say that? Why can't you just say you hurt your finger? Why? That would be, imagine how crazy this is. For me, this is what I just looked at. Imagine me just coming on air after you've been hanging out with me and you can see my arms and me just going, so, as you know, I'm in a cast. And you're like, no, you're not, mate. I can see you.
I just tried to paint you a better picture. I hurt my finger on the fridge. I really hurt my finger on the fridge and I should have put it in a cast. I should have put it in one of those little casts because then I kept catching it after I hurt it.
One of those little finger casts?
Yes. Oh, my God. So bad. So I went to open the door. Mm. Yes. Thank you, Sam. Mm. I went to open the door.
How are you playing that with two swings on, Sam?
And the fridge door, it's one of those sucky fridges and it's so heavy to open. You have to really grip it.
As in one of those fridges that creates a seal around the door when you close it to keep the cool air.
Like most fridges.
One of those sucky fridges. One of those chilly fridges.
No, you know, like as your fridges get older, they lose their suckiness, their seal.
They break, yeah.
They just lose their seal. This one's a fresh seal.
Ah.
Yes, and it's a very thin door.
How can I believe anything you say now? I reckon.
And I went to open the fridge.
You don't even have a fridge.
Actually, it was the freezer. I went to open the fridge. But they're right attached to each other, the freezer door. And my thumb flipped back, like double jointed back.
Yours goes back so far.
Oh, I can double joint like all my lots of body parts. And it hurts so much. You know how my little toe? It flicks out and sometimes when it pops out, I have to lean on it to pop it back in.
If you are just tuning in, when Carrie gets excited, her little toe pops out.
No, I catch it on the door sometimes in thongs when I'm walking around. You do. Anyway, so it flipped right back and then it bruised and it was all swollen.
No, it
did bruise. Don't now. This is truth part of the story. My finger bruised and it hurt like nothing else.
Carrie,
all from the freezer.
Where is this story from? I can see your hand and there's no bruising. You can't tell me this is the true part of the story when I can see there's no bruising on you. Anyway, you hurt your finger on the fridge.
Hopefully you're listening and can give me more sympathy than this guy over here. I hurt my finger on the fridge and all weekend I should have had it in a little cast with a pop stick and I didn't. And now, as a result, it's still hurting and I think I've done permanent damage. Chris did permanent damage on his finger on the basketball court and it took ages for it to heal.
Was he in a splint as well?
No, he wasn't in a splint because they don't do finger splints. I don't think.
Yes, they do.
Do they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Don't they? I should have got one then. Anyway, I want to hear when your fridge hurt you.
Great.
Freezer in my instance. But fridge, freezer,
anything
whatever.
Cold.
Did it fall on you? Did you get trapped inside?
People understand, mate.
Did your fridge / freezer hurt you? 13, 10, 6.
Give us more examples.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your drive home this afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
13, 10, 60, we're asking, when did your fridge hurt you? You're as cold as
ice. Very good.
Or freezer in my instance. Tried to open the freezer door right next to the fridge, so same.
Yep.
And I think I might have pulled a finger. Mm. Is that a possible thing you would do?
Yeah, it usually results in a fart. That was funnier than you gave it credit for, Sammy.
It was sort of funny.
Okay.
I tore my finger. I did something to my finger and I had to put it in a little splinty splint.
Liar.
I didn't, but I should have because it hurt like nothing else for days and was bruised and swollen. Anyway, it's all better now. But I thought on 13, 10, 60, when did your fridge hurt you, Brad?
How we going?
Very well. Have you got a fridge injury?
Yeah, I do, actually. Got home the other day, big day at work and that. Got home, opened the fridge, and there was no beer in there. Honestly, it hurt me most. Yeah, it was more emotional, but it got me. Absolutely took me.
Mate, and have you,
Brad.
And have you recovered, Brad?
I'll recover the salvo when I get home, mate, with a fresh six-pack.
Yeah, good.
That's it. It's all about how you bounce back, isn't it?
Yes, it is, Brad. It was good on you. Let's go to M. G'day, Emma.
Oh, hi, how are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Do you have a fridge injury?
I'm with Carrie. It was a freezer injury.
Oh, good. So yeah.
Top freezer, not side by side.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Open the door and in slow motion, as my life was flashing before my eyes, a whole frozen chicken rolled out and landed on my big toe.
At least it wasn't on your face, Emma.
Oh, at least I would have been closer to the freezer. This was full gravity, full effect.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh, surely you're taking your big toe over your face, even if it's a distance thing, you know.
I reckon my face could have handled the chicken a bit better.
This is one of the weirder debates, face or toe.
No, I just mean Emma was talking. Oh, Emma's not impressed. Mm.
Sammy's gut full. Yeah. Oh, no. Sammy's riding this like a roller coaster.
Good on you, Emma. Robin, what was your fridge injury?
Well, it's a cool room, actually.
Oh.
Does that count?
Yep.
Okay.
So far, we haven't had one fridge except for a metaphorical one that was.
Well, it was a big fridge. Beer.
Yeah, yeah. Good on you, Robin. That's fine.
Yeah. Well, tell us. I used to own a restaurant and I'm the chef. So during service, run out of chicken, run down to the cool room, throw it open, quickly grab the bucket, little fingers in the D bolt that we used to padlock it with, kick the door shut. Yeah. Rip my little finger completely sideways.
Oh.
The pain was
did
absolutely...
Did you get a little splinty splint for it?
Yes.
Did you actually have a splint, Robin?
I did. I had to wear it for 6 weeks. It was made of aluminium with a little padded under thing.
Oh, my God. Gary.
Now I feel bad about the splint. And then is it done permanent damage, Robin?
Oh, no. Almost cutting it off as, but that was a different story.
Robin, what's the most hectic injury you've had in the kitchen?
I cut the end of my thumb off once, cutting a fennel bulb. I slipped.
Oh, that's not even worth it.
No, it's not, is it?
No.
Oh, Robin.
Okay. Anyway. Good on you, Robin. Thank you. Do you want to finish on Emily?
Let's go to Emily.
G'day, Emily.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good.
When did your fridge hurt you, Emily?
So it was actually 3 years ago. I was 38 weeks pregnant and I opened the freezer and the freezer door actually came off its hinge.
Oh, landed my God, on my stomach,
and I went into preterm labour.
Emily, oh, my God.
So he's all
are you okay?
He was all fine. But, yeah, went into labour probably within 2 hours after it happening. So I was already in a hospital, obviously getting checked. And yeah, then they were like, oh, well, your waters are broken. It's time to deliver now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So I've never had a freezer on the top before.
Some of the fridges, they're funny and some are quite.
Oh, well, I'm serious. Glad you're okay.
Did
Emily?
They give you a splint? Yeah. No, it doesn't
still
matter.
Not a fridge.
No, we didn't get one. We didn't get one.
Look, there was some stitches, but no splints, unfortunately.
Oh, okay. Oh. Okay. Well, we've been told by the producers, just to end on a high, Shona's fridge door fell on her cat. Cat's okay, guys.
Yeah, everyone, it's fine. Wins. Good stuff. Good fridge content, everybody. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie and Tommy, and we're giving you the chance to win a 10K getaway with Choice Hotels.
Ooh.
Just head to carrieandtommy.com.au to enter now.
Oh, Bickers.
What you could do with 10K. Where could you go?
Coffs Harbour. Beautiful Coffs Harbour. Yes, the beaches are stunning in Coffs. And I haven't been to the Big Banana since I was a kid.
Is that in Coffs?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'd love to see the Big Banana too.
Stay in a Choice Hotel.
Yes, great.
Go see the Big Banana.
Fun.
And just live your best life. And then maybe never come home. Potentially quit your job. Maybe start a new family there. Anyway, you've got options.
Great.
What's coming up?
I was going to say, speaking of the Big Banana, but there's no link to what's coming up. We've got Dave Thornton coming up to see the Big Banana.
What a tease. Stay with us.
I mean, it'll certainly make him feel welcome, won't it?
What, if we say hi to the Big Banana? And that I haven't been to you since I was a kid.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home for your Wednesday afternoon is Carrie and Tommy.
And joining us is the Big Banana himself, Dave Thornton is here. Hello, Thorno.
Yeah, thanks, guys. And what did you say at the back of that? That you were there when you were a kid?
Yeah, let's not get bogged down in that bit.
That's why you definitely call it Coffs Harbour.
is that a mouth to
that joke? What?
Okay.
Do you know what I love? We've got a new producer who's writing up info about you, little bios. Yeah. He doesn't realise we know you well. And he said, Dave, 42 years old, from Geelong, partner Nixie, two children. He's also a pretty funny comedian.
Yes,
pretty funny.
Was that you, Sam?
Yeah. I was a bit rushed this morning writing that bio.
Pretty funny. I also feel pretty funny.
A lot of review from the internet. Thank you so much.
And that you've said
I'm trying to sell tickets
also
to my Sydney show. Is he pretty funny? Well, I am there.
But you said he's also pretty funny.
I know.
Also, as well as being 42 years old, they're your two main skill sets.
That's my lowest. And I made two kids and I got a partner.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Yeah, the lowest actually.
You've got way more than what I've got.
Yeah, you're winning.
What a depressing moment where I'm giving you shit and then I'm like, actually, this is quite a stash. Oh, shit, this is quite a full and happy life.
You haven't read your Wikipedia. It just says vaguely funny. Just passing through.
Attempts.
Hey, guys, you know how I'm just a massive fan of the show?
Yeah, yes, yeah.
Of course. And
you're our number one podcaster on the Listener app.
Well, that's it. You didn't even invite me into this break. I'm always hanging out the front. Like, do you need me?
Just hoping we'll call you in.
And I saw last week, and you are a true hero, Carrie Bickmore.
I know. Thank you.
Because you, just for, I mean, for
and
so
I am
many
an ally.
specifically because you brought up the fact that Tommy always has his phone.
Oh my
on
God.
Do not disturb.
Mm. Yeah, he will not take a call.
Oh, it kills me. Because I've known Tommy now for years. And Tommy, the great thing is about being a mate with Tommy, he gets things going. But he does not organise things.
Oh, no.
Like, it has to happen
2 minutes
from now.
Do you get the do not disturb too? Or you can get a call through?
No. I'll do not disturb all the time. Because he just, like, he just doesn't organise stuff.
Actually, it's an arrogance, I think. To not have to just rock up at the last minute and be fun without any of the organisation, I think is quite.
I can hear all this. I'm here.
And I wish I could do not disturb.
Yeah. Because I remember this happened a few months ago. Bless Tommy. He said, hey, I reckon you and Nick need just a night away from the kids.
Oh, that's sweet.
Why don't you come around to my place next week? I'll cook up dinner. That'd be great.
Oh, and hold on. He thought you needed a night away the kids with him at his house. I thought you meant you were going to take the kids so he could have a night off with his partner.
I was going to provide dinner and a show. And you think, what's the show? You're looking at him.
Also, if Nick's missed the kids, you've got a childlike human
across
from you.
Yes, that is true. I just wouldn't have thought if you had a night where you could spend with your partner,
it's Tommy time. Tommy, that's fun. Hey, Nick, do you want to swipe Tinder with Tommy? Do you want to go over to his joint? This will be fun. You should see what else is out there. Have a look at these.
So this is a week out and I just said, okay, cool. When do you want to do it? Maybe Wednesday next week? And he goes, yeah, it's great. And I'm like, cool. And so Monday, straight through to voicemail. Hey, Tommy, is it still happening for Wednesday?
Yeah,
I know. Have to line my ducks up.
I know.
I can't just leave the kids in their house, bolt the door shut and run out.
You've obviously got to make plans and you don't in your life. Yeah.
And of course, you know, Tuesday, nothing. Okay, call again, straight through to voicemail.
Oh, my God.
Hey, mate, it's cool. I don't care. We can call it off, but just let me know.
Hold on. Did you leave messages on voicemail? He's certainly not listening to those.
I haven't checked my voicemail in years. I logged in and I've got 1,100 voicemails and I was like,
it's just all Thornos.
I'm not listening. Hey, mate.
Really?
Your distant cousin contacted me about the will. You've got like 10 grand that you could picked out.
So okay, did you go
my bank account details.
No. Did you go legitimate. For dinner eventually?
Oh, because so then it was Wednesday afternoon. He calls me and goes, oh, yeah, Thorno. Yeah, still on. And I was
too late.
Because I don't have a babysitter.
Oh, my God, you are infuriating.
No, all I did was kept the plan. Wednesday. Why do we have to call again? We know when the days of the week go. What, you have to call again? Hey, man, just checking
because
that thing
we
already agreed to.
Because we know how flaky you are, so we've got to check.
I have never. I'm a lot of things. I'm not flaky. Mm. There's two of us in this, and only one bailed on the plans because he needed a little update. Hey, just counting down the days. Two to go to we hang out. Hey, one to go to we hang out.
No, because also you then called and said, oh, after radio, I've been called to do the project. So we'll do it after that. Which
oh,
means
my God.
I'll
yeah,
come
so why
home
don't we,
at 8 o'clock.
You know
o'clock.
How you've got kids. Why don't we start dinner at 9 p.m.? That sounds like a great idea.
I said, Nicky and I will be asleep.
Of course
and you
will.
And you just put a straw into our mouth, blowing food into it.
Oh, he's hopeless.
So,
hey, are you happy to stick around?
But please.
I don't know if you because had
I'm
more that you wanted
not.
To say. Well, you can leave because I believe you've bought us a present.
Oh, hopefully I can fix this little conundrum.
Okay, we'll do that next.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
On your radios and the Listener app, it's Carrie and Tommy for your drive home this afternoon.
Dave Thornton is still with us. You can check out his show. That happened in Sydney this Friday night at the Comedy Store. Make sure you grab yourself some tickets and get along.
Giving you hassle for about five minutes.
So. I said that despite the fact that I've just been torn a new one for 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what happens when the big bananas here, mate.
Because you cancelled our plans.
Okay, I think no one. We're moved on from that.
Sure.
Yeah, I reckon.
Sure. So you're frustrated that I don't answer my phone, as Carrie has voiced on this.
Yeah.
So many times.
Just once. Really? I don't know.
It was three times. Anyway.
But I believe you have a present for us.
Well, this is it because that feeling of there's deathly silence, there's no ring, and then it just goes
to Tommy's phone.
Hey, yeah. Tommy here.
Yeah, can't take your call.
Hang on. I'm going to shut my eyes. Be me. Be my message.
Duh, look at all my stupid tattoos. Tommy here.
It's pretty good.
It's not as good as his Husey, though.
give us Husey's voicemail.
Oh, look at Tommy's stupid tattoos. I'm Husey.
Somehow I'm flattered that fake Husey references me in his voicemail.
Tommy's got too many tattoos. Good on him.
So
that's some great skin.
You can't get through to him. So what's your present?
Well, this is a voicemail that I think you should now put on your phone.
Oh, great idea.
To give people a heads up so that when it goes straight through to voicemail, they know what to expect.
Great. Mm-hmm.
And when you're going to make a voicemail, you always pay homage to the greats. George Costanza from
Amazing.
Seinfeld.
Amazing. Amazing. Okay, so, I'm here.
Sam, if you could put this on.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, Tommy isn't answering the phone. Leave a message after the beep. It went straight to voicemail. Where could Tommy be? Believe it or not, he's too lazy to answer the phone. What a piece of shit.
There you go, mate.
You should use that.
That's my voicemail now. But that's going to drive you insane because you're going to hear your own voice sing back to you.
Yeah, but
every time he calls and you don't answer. Yeah.
I think it would soften the blow for all your exes, though, because at least then, you know, just
when
you're
calling,
you neg them, they know what's going on.
Hey, make sure you go see Dave Thornton. That happened in Sydney this Friday night at the Comedy Store. Thanks, Thorno.
Get on down.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Pretty good, Bickers. I got a question for you. How big do you have to be before you don't need security anymore?
Not physically large.
I mean physically large.
as in that you could take down the people on your own without needing security.
I just think if you're big enough, it looks ridiculous when you have security because your security is smaller than you are.
Yes, but the point of security is to make you look famous.
Is it? I thought it was to secure you.
How often are people being attacked?
Well, no, often because they have security.
Or do they just like walking around with their posse?
So
here's
Shaq walking around the suburbs of Melbourne, and 7'1" of him, and look at him walking there, and then see that guy that's half his size.
And the security's half his size. There's a few of them, though. En masse, they could take him down.
Well, this comes back to the question that I always find fascinating.
Why is he at Greenvale Shopping Centre? Anyway, good on you, Shaq.
If you got attacked by 8-year-olds, right?
Yeah.
How many would need to attack you before they took you to the ground? Like, how many do you reckon you could palm off in the head?
I reckon I'd be down. Okay. Don't you think? Like, they're pretty kicky, 8-year-olds.
No, I reckon I've got a pretty good palm. Yes, I could roundhouse.
Oh, yeah. Remember those days when you'd be in the nightclubs and you'd palm people in the forehead?
No,
you could
I don't
just
remember.
Use that move.
I'm actually the only one.
It was so popular back then.
I'm the only one that doesn't remember those days.
Yes, that explains a lot.
Follow Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little on socials at Carrie Tommy Show. Now that the podcast's over, who knows where Carrie and Tommy could be travelling to? Whatever your reason for travelling, you'll get the lowest price guaranteed when you book direct at choicehotels.com. So go ahead, book it.